Now, I'm so delighted to talk to my next guest. You'll be shocked because you'll think, after their calendar this year, where did you get the time? How did you find the time? Well, I'm at the top of everyone's lists. No, I'm kidding. I am delighted to be talking to, having just released a brand new song called English Boy, is the band Park Road, and I'm delighted to have lead singer Tom on the line with me. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing pretty good on this morning. Gonna see my dad's play later in the evening.
Oh,
which will be cool.
Oh, how sophisticated.
He's written this play.
Oh, yeah. Really? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, I have to say, congratulations. I feel like Park Road has been having a very busy year.
Yeah, it's been real cool, like, being this busy, probably the most busy we've been ever. So, yeah, going to Australia twice was, like, insane, and just, yeah, doing heaps of recording and stuff, so
I feel like I've really seen your names on every bloody poster and every lineup, and what's the best thing you've done? And that's such an unfair question to, like, just pick one. But highlight, surely you've got one.
Probably doing, like, our first Australian headline tour was like, a dream that I've been thinking about for, like, so long. Like, and then selling out the Melbourne and Sydney shows was, like, kind of, like, when it was in front of my eyes happening, I was, like...
Wow.
Oh, like, I've thought about this for, like, so long, doing, like, our own shows over in Australia. So definitely that, and then releasing our debut album was kind of pretty surreal as well.
Yeah, oh my God, what a year for you guys. And to be able to say, you know, sold out musical shows in Sydney and Melbourne, like, there's something to that. It's very, very cool. Did you do... South by Southwest as well? Was that last year? Am I imagining that?
That was last year.
Right. See, I can't keep up. Now, anyway, we are here to talk about English Boy, which is a new track for you guys. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, this is a little different for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right? Like, how did this come about?
Well, it kind of, I think we were just, like, new project, like, album's finished, and we were kind of just, like, we made it ourselves as well, like, on a demo, and then we kind of were, like, we just want to, like, have a bit more of, like, a band sound, and then so we got in there and then didn't use like very little vocal production as well, kind of like wanted the live sound, which at the start I was like, wait, no, you gotta put all of the effects on my voice, cause I don't know, I you know, felt like it makes me feel safer, but I kind of like that we just really did strip it back and went for more of just like a real sound, which I think will translate better live as well. And just as something different, which is exciting for us as musicians.
Yeah, like, well done for doing that. You know, you've released an album. People have been enjoying the album. You could have quite easily gone and made four more albums that sounded exactly the same. But you haven't. And your first song after that album is actually something really different. So that is something to be admired. And yeah, your voice is definitely a little kind of grungier in it. Like, yeah. how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's like a natural progression. Mm. It's kind of like, I feel like I'm normally just doing what I feel like at the time of making the song. So, yeah, it kind of just feels like right at the moment, that kind of a bit more like maybe a bit more like lower in my register and kind of a bit less worried about trying to make it sound maybe like beautiful, more about like telling the story, I guess.
Yeah, it's very honest. You know, it feels honest. Now, English boy, said boy in question, is this anecdote like, is this an experience someone in the band has had?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a working title, English boy. We were just like, first name we gave it, kind of had like a bit of that attitude, and I don't know what you see on like English, like, culture and like TV and stuff where there's a bit and so we kind of just called it English boy at the start, and then it was one of those ones that just we were like, ah, oh, we'll just leave it, we'll just keep it English boy, like, even though it has nothing really to do with that in the lyrics.
Fair enough,
but yeah, we put Leo as the like cover art because he's an English boy, his dad's from East London, I think. Yeah. And then we pretty much, at the time, there was like a girl that I really liked, and she didn't like me back as much, and I hadn't had like a crush in ages. So that was kind of where the first lyrics came from. I was just like, genuinely just like, damn, like, you won't text back.
Shit. Yeah. Like,
kind of observing. But yeah.
That's kind of
a fun song to write.
Mind blowing to me, because like I have obviously terrible luck in my love life, and I often think it's just because like I'm too perfect. But knowing you also have these issues really reaffirms that for me, and it must be other people's problem and not my own, because. I mean, you're, in all honesty, you're a very, very attractive man who's very talented. I struggle to believe a woman wouldn't pay attention to you. But hey, I don't know, fucking you young people. So thank you. You've made me realize, obviously, it's everyone else's fault.
Obviously.
And tell me, though, like, you're now a band and you've built a reputation, name for yourselves and stuff. Like, how are you feeling? Can you feel that fan base, like, grow?
Yeah, it definitely just, like, has been, like, a gradual process for us, I feel like, because we've been together for 6 years now.
Wow.
And it's just, like, I think we've just, like, kept at it and made decisions that have been like long-term decisions rather than trying to make the short term. But it's really cool to see people like still sticking around for it and like coming out to the shows and stuff. And it's like, even if it's like a different crowd as well and like new people find out about it, it's like, I never take that like for granted, obviously. It's like pretty, pretty cool. But yeah, I guess it's like, really, really nice when people, you know, appreciate your art and stuff.
Yeah, totally, totally. And they should. And I think they're going to appreciate the song because it's pretty fun. And, like, it's definitely different for you guys. Do you think you're going to lean more into this route for a bit? You know, try this flavor for a while?
Yeah, I think so. We've definitely got Carlos kind of, his influence, and Angus, they like it a bit more like heavier, kind of.
Right.
It's probably one of the more heavier songs that we have. There's a couple that we've been making off this new kind of project. But yeah, nah, I'm like in the direction. I'm kind of like, enjoying going a new place creatively.
Yeah, I love this for you guys. It's very sexy and very, very fun. I can't believe this bitch wasn't into you, Tom. This is just criminal. I'm shocked. I hate this woman, whoever she is. but thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to chat to you. And I was hoping to see you at Le Currens, but that didn't work out. I'm not even going to that. But you do have a busy summer, which does include Electric Ave here in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Will you be attending? Shit, I hope so, actually. Just on that, though, your summer is insane. Like, there's quite a lot going on.
Yeah, we've got a few headline shows, which we're going to do around, like, beach towns and Waihee Beach, Raglan, Tauranga, and Lee Sawmill. So if anyone's up for the summer, come early Jan. And then, yeah, we're doing Le Currens, like you said, and Rhythm and Vines, and then Electric Avenue, which will be real cool. I'm looking forward to that. Lineup is, like, actually insane.
I know. Is there anyone you're, like, excited to meet?
I don't know if I'll meet anyone. I guess we'll see what happens.
No, that is a defeatist attitude. If you can meet any of these people, who there? Who would you want to meet?
It'd be cool to meet Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Right? Oh my god! Wouldn't it? It would be so cool. I tried to meet him at Laneway last year, but actually just got booted from behind stage, which is fair. I shouldn't have been there. So, that's life, really. But you can go where the fuck you like. You're a musician. You fucking hate you people, honestly.
We'll see.
Tom, it is always a delight to talk to you. Your dulcet tones just warm my soul. They really do. And I'm so excited to play this new number for our audience, Park Road with English Boy. Just before I do, though, one more time, thank you so very much for joining me this morning.
Always a pleasure to talk to you too. Thanks so much.
Oh.
Have a great morning.
Oh, you too.
About the time when you fall asleep, I'll be